US President Donald Trump is meeting his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Beijing today. It's almost a decade since Mr. Trump last visited China, with Taiwan, trade and Tehran expected to be high on the agenda. So what's at stake and what do the two leaders want to walk away with? Jonathan Zinn is a former director for China at the National Security Council under President Biden and a former China expert at the CIA. He's now a fellow at the John L. Thornton China Center at the Brookings Institution. I spoke with Jonathan earlier. Jonathan, welcome to Breakfast. What are President Xi Jinping's priorities going into this summit?
Well, I think the overall strategic priority for Xi Jinping that's animating his approach to this visit is really to maintain the fragile stability between the two sides. And what Beijing is primarily looking for is to buy time and space and relief from U.S. pressure, because they fully expect there to be another round of intense competition and even confrontation between the two sides. And what Xi really wants to do is have the room to continue fortifying China for the next round of the contest. And now, in terms of the particular issue, I think it's been very clear from the Chinese side. They have sent a loud and clear signal that Taiwan will be foremost in their conversations. It was notable the last two times that the two leaders met back in the fall that Taiwan did not necessarily come up. But I think especially since President Trump is going to be on President Xi's home turf, I expect him to lean into that issue pretty strongly. I think for the Trump administration's perspective, I think this is primarily a visit focused on, number one, maintaining the ceasefire in the trade war between the two sides, but it's also very much a trade and commercial visit as well. And I think you can see that from the constitution of the delegation, where there is a gaggle of CEOs from the United States that are accompanying President Trump on this trip.
What is the message on Taiwan that President Xi will be delivering to President Trump?
I think Xi will lean very hard into making clear China's position, and I think using the verbiage that they often use, that this is a quote-unquote red line in the relationship. There has been a lot of discussion about whether or not the Chinese side will push for some kind of rhetorical concession from President Trump, that he would alter U.S. policy from not supporting Taiwan's independence to opposing it, which seems like a subtle distinction, but would have outsized, I think, ramifications, not just in Taiwan, but throughout the region. I think that's less likely that the Chinese will push for something like that. I think what they're more concerned about right now is trying to push off another large arms sale package, primarily because after the two leaders met back in the fall, the Trump administration did announce a $10 billion arms sale package to Taiwan, which the Chinese were very displeased about. And I think they saw as embarrassing to Xi Jinping. And I think they want to foreclose that possibility this time around.
What will the Chinese leadership be looking to project to the international community with this visit? Because a lot has changed.
Yes. And I think what they are trying to project is that even amid all the tumult in the international scene now, that China and its approach to international affairs and to foreign policy and even to the United States has not really changed, right? And it's a pose for the Chinese side. It's a pose for Beijing, but it's one that they are comfortable projecting. They want to show themselves as being composed, as a picture of equanimity at a time when they are in their propaganda machine depicting the United States as the disruptor in international affairs right now. And I think that is the contrast that they are going to be trying to draw coming out of this meeting.
What is the aim of President Trump with this visit, do you think?
I think that what he's looking for, again, I think it's primarily on the commercial side, right? I think he is looking for China to agree to make large purchases of various U.S. products, whether that's agricultural products like soybeans, or potentially, since the CEO of NVIDIA is going to be on this trip, some of our advanced semiconductors and technologies. And he's talked about opening access to the Chinese market for U.S. companies, which is all of which is quite striking. It feels like a throwback to an earlier era in the U.S.-China relationship. It feels like almost like something out of, you know, the Bill Clinton administration and the George W. Bush administration, where the focus is first and foremost on the commercial relationship with strategic and security issues lurking somewhere in the background.
How is President Trump's manner of speech and behavior, how is that received in China?
I think the Chinese have gotten used to it at this point. I mean, I think it's something they're uncomfortable with, and they don't like it. Their own system tends to focus on, you know, very tightly scripting the choreography and the language ahead of an engagement like this. But I think because they've been dealing with President Trump for a decade now and thinking about how to deal with him for a decade at this point, I think they recognize how they can manage that. Right. And I think part of what they've probably figured out at this point is that, you know, Trump's tendency to rely on intuition and instinct, especially in these high-stake engagements, in some ways can give the Chinese side an advantage, right? The Chinese prepare meticulously, almost excruciatingly, for these meetings, and it gives them an opportunity to game out the different scenarios for how this conversation between the two leaders play out, right? So I think, again, at the start of dealing with President Trump, they would have found this off-putting, but now that they've gotten acclimatized to it, I think they have figured out how to play it to their own advantage.
Just finally, what do you think of the narrative that now is a time of opportunity for China in the Asia Pacific because of the leadership of Donald Trump, the focus on the Middle East, diminished military assets as well at this time?
Yeah, I think China does see some opportunities for itself, but I think it's been very circumspect about how it's approaching those opportunities, right? You don't see them engaging in some kind of big charm offensive, you know, either in the region or more broadly with U.S. allies. I think what they've done, especially with U.S. allies, is rather than try to alleviate the pressure on those allies, they've tried to accentuate the pressure and demonstrate to U.S. allies that they can't rely on the Trump administration, but also if they want to play ball with Beijing, those U.S. allies have to come around more to Beijing's perspective and accommodate Beijing. And I think you can see that in the approach to the Europeans over the past year. And I think Beijing probably feels vindicated that there have been so many European leaders parading through Beijing over the last 6 months or so. But I think the best example of this is that I think is with Japan, where China clearly feels emboldened and very comfortable pushing the Japanese government under Takayuchi very, very hard over the Taiwan issue. And I think from their perspective, they don't feel like they're getting much pushback from the U.S. side on that particular set of issues.
Jonathan, thank you so much for your analysis this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.